Pope Francis was greeted on behalf of the group by United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Our meeting today will send a very strong message of solidarity in our common cause. Your Holiness, it is my great honor once again to invite you to grace us with your presence at the United Nations headquarters in New York at your earliest convenience.
Señor Secretario General, tengo el agrado de recibirles.
Speaking to the men and women who manage the United Nations' vast network of humanitarian offices Friday, Pope Francis urged them to resist what he termed as the economy of exclusion, the throwaway culture and the culture of death, which nowadays sadly risk becoming passively accepted worldwide. The Pope pointed the executives to the gospel story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, as an example of how it's never too late to correct injustice.
La mirada, muchas veces sin voz, de esa parte de la humanidad descartada, dejada atrás.
He said, the often silent gaze of that part of the human family which is cast off, left behind, ought to awaken the conscience of political and economic agents and lead them to generous and courageous decisions with immediate results, like the decision of Zacchaeus. In short, we must freely share the goods God has given us and generously give back whatever we may have earlier unjustly refused to others. Then, reflecting on the UN's target for future sustainable development goals, he said these goals must be formulated and carried out with generosity and courage so that they can have a real impact on the structural causes of poverty and hunger. And he added that attention to human dignity includes awareness of the sacred and inviolable nature of life, from conception to natural death. I'm Eimear McCarthy.